Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, you are now tuned in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee. And I know you're thinking 2 to 3, really? It's 9:30 Eastern and 6:30 Pacific time. Well, I'm switching up platforms, still going to be using the previous platform, Hotline Radio. Much love to them. But I figured we're going to have two different ones and have live ones where we can have call-ins and things like that on Blog Talk and have replays on Blog Talk as well as on Hotline. So we've got a good one for you today, this evening, tonight, depending on which time zone you're in right now. So just waiting on our special guest to call in. She has got a lot going on. She's been in a lot of movies, and she is just an amazing actress, producer, and scream queen, she's also an award-winning actress, Cher Cherie. So just waiting on to get her live on air, and feel free to also call in any of the listeners, her fans, or anyone. You may call in at 646-564-9884. Now, again, you are tuned in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee, and right now, live on air, we have award-winning actress, producer, and scream queen, Cher Cherie.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Janet. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. Wow, how has your evening and how has your day been?
Oh, it's been super duper exciting. We're enjoying a small bit of summer here in LA. It's been 84 degrees for the last couple of days.
Oh,
so
wow.
As you can imagine, just absolutely lovely.
Yes, I need that weather over here. It's freezing over here on my end. It's been bipolar weather. Every week, it'd be hot, and then next week it'd be raining and cold and snow all of a sudden. So I'm ready for the 84 degree weather. I say that now until it is 84, and then I'm gonna be mad.
Exactly.
Wow. It's truly an honor to have you on the show and to actually get to speak to you. I'm truly a fan of your work, and really want to see all of your work. I haven't had a chance, but the trailers and just the whole plots of everything that you've been in, it's amazing and it's catchy and stuff. And I'm really, really looking forward to being able to catch all of those that you've been in.
Well, thank you so much. And I, too, am so excited to be on your show and talk to your listeners and tell you guys a little bit about my film.
Yes, most definitely. Now, for those that don't know or really know much about the entertainment industry and certain titles and things, Scream Queen, can you explain that to the listeners?
Yes, I am the star of multiple horror films, thus that makes me a Scream Queen. It's my job to run around and really make the show entertain you, and I take that very seriously. I have a very extensive horror movie film career, so I get cast in lead roles just for that reason.
Oh, wow, amazing. Yeah, that's one hell of a title to have. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You say you're mostly in a multiple horror. What is it, your state mind and everything, when you get these roles in the horror films, what goes through your mind to become that character?
Well, many of the roles that I have played have been written for me, so it's not too far of a cry from my real personality, but I do adapt to different types of things for the character. Like, she may be more of, say, in an abusive situation than I would be in my real life, or maybe she's more like a schizophrenic type situation than I would be. But a lot of the characters are specifically written for me. Chris Morrissey and I have been working together for upwards of 15, 16 years. We've shot 7 films. He pretty much discovered me at a time when I was just working as like a bit player and a background player in Hollywood. And he came up to me and was like, hey, I wrote a movie and I wrote a character based on you. And that's kind of how it all got started. And that movie kind of projected us straight into like the LA press and the Hollywood scene because it became a midnight classic.
Right. Wow. How does that feel to have parts actually written for you specifically?
It's amazing because, you know, when I was younger, I went, like I said, through the bit part player roles and through the different, like, backgrounds. So to be drawn out as the star and have that character written for you, you know, and to be able to work closely with Chris, my director, or with Joe Wheeler, another director who I worked with, they really let me become that character. They talked to me, how do you feel about this? Read the script. We go back and forth. And we develop the character together. You know, they might even have a face in what the character is going to wear. And I might be able to say, hey, she doesn't look so good in that. Why don't we put her in this? It looks a little cuter. You know, things like that. So the character development comes along. But it's super cool to, you know, not every actress in Hollywood gets to take that route where things are written for her, you know? So it's very empowering for women actors in Hollywood. And, you know, it's a blessing for me.
Right. Now, how long have you been in the film industry?
For most of my life. I started when I was probably about 15, 16. And, it's been my whole life. Like, I went through, you know, the commercials, through the background players, through, you know, different, like, music videos. When I first started, I was cast in a Motley Crue music video. I've done, movies way back when, like, a Pleasantville or My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts and Cameron Diaz. So I've been in a long-term, a lot of films, it's been a great career.
Wow. Now, with being started as young as you have started and being a female at that in the film industry, what obstacles and things have you had to overcome through your career to get where you are at today?
To get to the level of, say, producer or director, where it still really is a boys' game, a good old boys' game at that. You know, you got to be, first, you got to be ladylike. Second, you got to be authoritative. Third, you got to come with a good creative aspect and always bring your A game, your class game. And that's when people begin to start taking you more serious, you know.
Right.
So that you can pull the weight. And that's how you move up through the ranks. Yeah.
Right. Now, do you remember your first acting experience when you first started?
I just remember, like, being in a commercial. Well, like, when we first got to the set, like, I was just thrilled that I had gotten chosen. They had walked in to a store that I was at, and they said, hey, you have a look that we really like. Would you like to be in this commercial? And, you know, first of all, that kind of stuff happens a lot in L.A. and Hollywood because there's a lot of casting directors, whatnot, but it could also be a scam, so you got to watch out for that. So my family was like, well, I don't know. And I was like, please, let me go. I ended up getting picked. They, you know, it was background. On the set for the first time. It was just really cool. There were cameras everywhere. It was really professional. It was on a studio lot. It's just an amazing experience, you know?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems amazing.
From that second on.
Wow. Now, other than acting and being a scream queen and stuff and what you do with film, have you ever been a model? Do you model?
I've done, like, just modeling for different friends I know own stores around L.A. or small catalogs.
Oh, wow.
lots of clubs, and they would take my pictures for their flyers or whatnot. As I started getting my, as my movie thing started becoming, like, we were all friends, like, we would go out, or we would all be at this hangout or that hangout. So I started getting pictures and modeling things like that. But more so people had always been like, oh, Cher does film. Chris and me were cinematographers. Yeah.
Wow. Now, through with your career and the, so much that you've already done with Trick of the Witch and Heavy Makeup and Jingo Hooper and all these other films, have you ever been? Have you had an, a true diehard fan just or just somebody just recognize you out of nowhere when you're at the mall or out to eat or something?
It, yes, it actually happened on Valentine's Day. I was out to dinner with my family. And the restaurant owner came up to our table and he said, I'm so sorry to bug you on the holiday, but are you an actress? And I said, yes. He's like, there's been a couple movies that had shown at a theater up the street. I believe he recognized my pictures from the poster.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and he asked if I could take, you know, if he could have a photograph for him and his wife, but I signed autograph, which I did, and then he sent a nice dessert to our table as a thank you. That was really
fun. How did that make you feel to be recognized?
It's amazing. It made my night. I was I was thrilled. My family was happy, you know, because we do get, Chris and me are, you know, my actresses that we're, you know, Gia, Amy Wade, we get recognized when we actually are at the theater or are at Hollywood events. But to be recognized out in public while I'm with my family, not really expecting it, it was super cool. It was, gold star on that.
Wow. Well, look forward to more of that happening to you with the level that you're going at in your career. I mean, you're amazing. With everything that you do.
Thank you.
And I also want to say happy late birthday.
Oh, thank you.
As well.
Thank you very much.
Did
it was
you
fun.
Do anything
I had a funny
big?
Weekend.
Awesome. I was about to ask
a
you.
I had a 4-day weekend of birthday celebrations and dinners.
Oh, wow.
And just like love with friends and family, flowers galore. Like, it was super fun.
Wow, I'm glad you enjoyed it and everything, and you're lucky you got the 4-day birthday type thing going on. I try to duck my birthdays around here. Wow. Now, with Trick of the Witch and Heavy Makeup, are there going to be any more, are y'all done with the festivals, or are there going to be more festivals, film festivals and stuff with us?
The way Chris and I like to present our movies are always in the theatrical version and aspect. So we continuously have premieres and screenings. We'll be sending Trick of the Witch over to London to screen with Joe Wheeler when he's showing Jingle Hooper over there. He's going to do a double feature over there. And so we network and work with other filmmakers who we know who live in different cities to show it so that the audience gets broader. But we love to, like, roll out the red carpet and invite people to the theater, like, the old-fashioned way. Mm. Like, I love old Hollywood, and I always say that Mary Pickford is my idol and that Chris is, like, my Cecil B. DeMille. And he always laughs, and he loves that. But the thing is we have that chemistry, and we like to present our art in the proper form. So we're gonna have tons of screenings and tons of parties. Upcoming we have a small talk show that we're going to be working on, and like a live talk show, so that you know, people could come on set, talk with us, meet us, go to their set, find out about their film. So we're working on as well as a couple of new scripts.
Oh, awesome. Now, you can't talk about the new scripts, can you?
No, Chris is usually the writer, and he pitches an idea to me, and then I get left in the dark until he comes up with this brilliant idea, and I'm 90% of it.
Wow. Now, with him, I don't know if he does it with all his films, but I know, I can't remember exactly which film it was, but it was where he actually didn't give everybody the full script, just their part.
Yes.
How was it going through that and not knowing
the
whole...
I was the star of that film and did not know day-to-day what was going on. And it was crazy. And, you know, I'm also a producer, so that's unheard of for me not to know, but it got to be fun. And
wow.
In terms that I didn't know what was going to come out in the editing room. And the editing room is really where the movie is made, too. So I didn't know, you know, what was going on in there. We had... It's so much like everything. Everybody had a great, fantastic scene and a death scene, and everybody had a chaos. And, you know, so we didn't know who was the killer by the end of it. Yeah, it was cool.
Right,
I'm in the theater. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that would be a good way to film things, is just don't give the full script to everybody. Just give them their parts and not let anybody know what is going on.
Exactly.
And actually, like you said, and not know the killer or this or that until you see it in theater.
Exactly.
So, wow.
See, Chris Murphy operates
amazing.
Like an Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah, Chris Murphy operates along the lines of, like, Alfred Hitchcock, Roger Corman. They would do things like that, create the hype, make the whole set, get everybody excited and involved. And that's how you get good film, because everybody is pumped up about it and, you know, ready to see it. And Chris is brilliant with that and has been since the first day that I met him.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I don't, with Jingo Hooper, they're actually going to be Jingo Hooper Returns. Are you in that one as well?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. So when are y'all in pre-production? Are y'all, like, what's going on with that?
And for Jingo Hooper Returns, we're in pre-production right now. Joe is filming some of the scenes that he could get over there in London. Because keep in mind, Joe lives in London, and I live in Hollywood.
Right.
So when we do get together, he comes here, we film. We might even do some, like, green screen CGI type stuff where me and my team film here and send to him. So we're in pre-production on that, but anybody out there who's got Amazon Prime can watch Jingo Hooper. It's on there right now. So
feel
free to tune in and watch it and give us some props, you know. Sum up Jingo Hooper Facebook, sum up Joe Wheeler, Cher Shree. Like, we love our fans and our audience, and we hope you love our art. We're out here producing writing for her. Yeah.
Most definitely. Now, you have been in multiple horror. What other than horror could you see yourself playing? What other genre?
There's my writer / soon-to-be director, Kai Harris, has written a script for me called The 41st Floor, about a battered woman. And is determined, that's a drama. She would like for me to play the lead role in that. So we've been talking about that, and it's a very interesting role, and it's a lot different than some of the roles I've played, but I think I could pull it off pretty good. So I am excited about that.
Oh, most definitely. I'm wanting to see that now. I love dramas. I love things, a lot of things in that nature that, like you said, it's about a battered woman that a lot of people can relate to. And, I mean, it happens in real life. So I think that would be, definitely take that role.
And talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if women
most
can see
definitely
it and talk about it, they can relate to it and maybe find their solution, you know, find their help.
Exactly. Now, I've got to say it, because I'm not trying to offend or shouldn't offend or anything, but I love your voice.
Your whole voice.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Now, you're welcome. Now, you're an award-winning actress. How did it feel to get the award?
It's such an honor to be recognized and, you know, and awarded in your art, in something that you put your blood, sweat, and tears in. And mind you, like, I do put my blood, sweat, and tears into these characters because there's times when it's, like, I might be in a chase scene and I fall down and get scraped up. You know, that's real, you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
There's a lot. But so it's such an honor to be recognized among my peers, which is the most important thing to me.
Exactly. Now, throughout, when we first started at age of 15, what was your inspiration to go into acting?
I love, like I said, old Hollywood, the golden classics, like the Silent Street Stars. I was fascinated by it. And I was fortunate enough to come to Hollywood and be able to, like, I just had an instant connection with it. I knew that it was what I needed in my life. So I was, you know, able to begin working and, you know, doing even at young ages, like plays and stuff like that. So I just always knew that I wanted to be an actress.
Wow, amazing. Now, throughout your films and your career or anything, has there ever been a time where you've messed up your lines or you've fallen when you weren't supposed to fall? Any bloopers that you can tell about?
Oh, all the time. First of all, like, I am not the vision of Grace running through the woods, especially because Chris or Joe will make me run in these great big platform heels. So I look taller.
Oh,
I'm only 5'5", so here I got like 4-inch platforms on. All right, there, go. Action, go run through the woods. I'm like, I'm a city girl. I don't know. What do I know about running through the woods? I run down the sidewalk. There's many, many, many hours of footage of me supermanning the air in a great fall. Or line, or starting to crack up laughing. You know, sometimes we get delirious on the set after 12 hours. You know, one of my directors of photography, while we were shooting Trick of the Witch, you know, we were going on like week 5 of shooting it, and I showed up in my costume, my outfit, and he goes, oh, God, if I got to look at you one more day in that outfit, I'm going to die. Everyone started cracking up. It was great. Good times.
Wow. Is there, like, with your acting and everything, has there ever been a time where there's been a part that you've been offered or something and you're not feeling it?
Yes, of course. That happens a lot. I do. People will send me roles or parts, or if it's too difficult, like, logistically for me, or I think that the character is not me, I've definitely turned down parts, yes.
Okay, well, now, is there any other than what you have already discussed about two more scripts and stuff, is there anything that you see yourself, has there been any scripts or screenplays or anybody has sent you that you have thought about taking over and producing?
Actually, people pitch me with that. Usually my friends or colleagues or people that I might have known, they'll pitch me with ideas. And we sit down, and I always, you know, if I'm interested in, you get me a cup of coffee, I'll sit down and listen to your pitch, you know?
Right.
And we'll hear about it, and I'll tell you what I think it'll take to make that film. Now, if you've got a script and you're sending people to the moon, I'm going to send you off with the good luck. I don't know how I'm going to film that. But if you've got a realistic script, like that's something, you know, good, like something I think the audience would like, then I'm, by all means, I'm 100% in and would take the part or would take the job as producer or even a cameo if it was offered.
Right. Now, have you, with you acting and throughout your career, have you taken acting classes or any type of workshops to help you with your, to perfect your acting in anything?
Only in high school.
Only in high school?
Only
wow.
High school acting.
You would
yeah,
think,
yeah.
Wow, you would think that you had, but wow, yours comes naturally then.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. Do you think
it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. Now, when Joe Willer puts everything out in London, are you actually going to be able to go out there and go to some of the screenings?
I hope so, yes. We're trying to plan and coordinate that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do hope so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe so your fans out there can actually see you and face-to-face and get your autograph and stuff. With being Facebook, and Facebook is what it is, and the internet and stuff, have you had any stalkers?
I have. I've had people tell me weird things. One time someone, you know, said something like, oh, it's so lovely to see pretty girls get cut up. And I, you
oh,
know,
God.
Things like that. Like, you know, so you just take that all with a grain of salt. You know, it
right.
is part of being a scream queen, but the horror community is very protective and very loving of their actresses
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But, yeah, every once in a while, mm-hmm. there might be something out of the blue.
Oh, okay. So there's never gotten to the point where you've actually had to get the law or something, you know, courts involved to get
oh,
keep
no.
someone away from you. Oh, okay.
No, uh-uh. I live in a very, like, private, but, you know, I have a private area where I live and
okay.
stuff, and don't, well, yeah, so luckily for me, no, that has not happened.
Yeah, that's good. what advice could you give the upcoming actresses and actors, producers, and people like that, to when they, how to begin and what they, you know, just any advice for them through
sure.
their career.
My best advice to you would be to always invest in yourself, always believe in yourself, and never stop. You know, people are
mm-hmm.
going to tell you it's a dream, it's not a realistic dream, but you know what? It is a very realistic dream for many, many people. But in the
mm-hmm.
beginning, you got to work hard, you got to invest in yourself. It takes time. Money, work, all you got, you know, and just keep believing.
Right.
That worked for me.
Right. Yeah, most definitely. Now, other than you being an actress, a producer, and a screen queen, who is Cher? Who are you?
I love to work out. I run half marathons to stay healthy.
Oh, wow.
And I love to, you know, I've lived in Hollywood for most of my life. It's my home.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You can find me out, like, walking around, smelling flowers, talking to my neighbors. Like, I'm
mm-hmm.
just a friendly,
oh, wow.
cool person. Like, yeah, I've got friends
oh,
that
okay.
I hang out with for a long time, family.
Wow. Yeah. So you're just a down-to-earth, genuine person. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, I'm not going to keep you too much longer because I know it's going on 7 o'clock there, and I'm pretty sure you want to spend time with your family, probably eat supper if you haven't already and everything. So can you let the listeners and fans know where they can follow your movies and films and stuff that you're acting in on social media?
Absolutely. Y'all can check me out at Cher Cherie on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Check out our movies, which is Heavy Makeup, Trick of the Witch, Django Hooper, and Superstar Female Serial Killer. You can find all the information on all of your social media platforms, or simply type it into Google, and it'll all come up. And thanks for having me on your show tonight, Janet. It's
oh,
been so much fun
so
talking with
welcome.
You.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you back on and have Chris up here as well and just talk it up, see what we can get out of y'all
that.
About these films since I haven't been able to watch any yet. is
I
there any shout-outs
that.
You'd like to – oh, that's great. So I will be contacting you and Chris both to get y'all up here some point in time to at the same time and everything and just – talking about the films and stuff and see what y'all have coming up next. Are there any shout outs you'd like to give before we get out of here?
Yes, shout out to Chris Morrissey, Joe Wheeler, Amy Wade, Gia Franzia, my team, Rockwell, big up, happy birthday tomorrow, buddy. We're going to be there at your party. And everyone else out there, thanks for listening and thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And we will talk soon. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. That was the award-winning actress, producer, and scream queen, Cher Shuri. She is funny, loving, genuine, down-to-earth person. And be sure to check out the movies that she's in, Trick of the Witch, Heavy Makeup, Jingo Hooper, and they're working on Jingo Hooper Returns. Amazing person, great personality. And just be sure to keep an eye on her movies and anything she has upcoming that she'll be working on. Shout out to everybody in California, on the West Coast, on the East Coast. Thank you for tuning in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee. And we'll be talking with you real soon again. Look forward to it. And follow me on social media to keep up with my upcoming interviews this week as well. Everyone have a good night.